Good morning. We're doing Hilchot Shabbat, and I want us to break from our norm for a minute to learn the tour. Last night we had an advanced class on the laws of sorcery, and I saw how much guys connected to learning the tour. So let's take one siman, siman 290. The tour writes, person should have a lot of fruits and delicious food on throughout the day of Shabbos, and this helps him complete the 100 blessings you're supposed to make on Shabbos. You can also smell things that have a good smell and make a blessing over that. The way Sfardim do. So Ashkenazim can do that too. You take grasses that have a good smell. You take leaves that have a good smell. Of course, we're not allowed to pick them on Shabbos, but if you prepare them before Shabbat, every time you smell them, you could smell it in the morning, smell it again at the end of the meal, smell it again by the next meal, and you make a blessing over it, and that helps you complete the 100 blessings of Shabbos. Next, says the Torah, and after you sleep, we go learn. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he leaves that line out. He just says, eat, drink, and smell, so you get 100 blessings, and after the meal, go learn Torah. The Torah didn't say that. The Torah said, after you get a good sleep, go learn Torah. So the Ramah sticks in what the Shulchan Aruch left out. The Ramah says, if you're accustomed to going to sleep in the afternoon, so then take your nap, because that's what you're used to every day. Shabbos shouldn't be less than any other day. But don't sleep too much, because you got to get your learning in on Shabbat. And the idea behind it, says the Torah, he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, the Torah came to the Ribon Shel Olam and said, Ribon Shel Olam, when the Jews enter the land of Israel, one person will run to his vineyard, to deal with his vineyard. The next person will run to his field, to develop his field. And what's going to be with me, says the Torah? Hashem says to the Torah, I have a partner for you. I will partner you with your partner whose name is Shabbos. And on Shabbos, no one's busy with their field or their vineyard, and then they could deal with you, Hashem says to the Torah. That's why, says the Torah, we have to make sure we have shiurim, we have to make sure we have a bet midrash, people have to learn the laws of Torah on Shabbos. That's the point. The Beis Yosef quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says, go through the whole Torah and you won't find. The Medrash says, you look at the Torah from beginning to end, you don't find any parsha that begins with Vayakhel. Moshe gathered the people to teach them this parsha. Only one parsha. And that is the parsha of Shabbos. Hashem told Moshe, I want you to go down and gather the people on Shabbos to learn Torah, because future generations have to know that on Shabbos you have to gather the people, bring them to shul, bring them to Beis Medrash to learn Torah in mass. That's why Moshe gathers the people, to teach them on Shabbos, to teach them the laws of Shabbos. Hashem says to the Jewish people, if you gather every Shabbos in shul and Beit Midrash, learn Torah, learn Navi, I consider it as though you made me king over the world. So that's the testimony of Hashem's kingship. Shabbos, I'm not going to work. Shabbos, I'm not dealing with my field. Shabbos, I go to learn. And that's why, says the Beis Yosef, everywhere you go, you find people get together in shul. Some have groups that read Parsha. Some have groups that learn Medrash. Whenever people finish their morning meal, they go to shul to learn Torah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Achar Sudat Shacharit, after the morning meal, Kovim Midrash, we establish, we have a set time, everyone goes to learn in Beis Medrash. Likot Banviim, to learn prophets, Lidrosh Divrei Agadah, or to learn Midrashim. And again, the point of learning Midrash, why were Midrashim written? Because the stories help people remain focused, and through the stories, they're supposed to learn Halakha. The point of the stories of the Medrash is to connect people so that they stay awake, they don't fall asleep in the rabbi's speech, and they learn the halachot. So intertwined in the stories have to be halachot. And you're not allowed to, says the Shulchan Aruch, to have meals at the time of the Beit Midrash. at the time you're supposed to learn, you're not allowed to have meals. Not allowed to. Now, the idea behind this is, it says in the Gemara, there was a city that got destroyed, which had a lot of good people. And the Gemara says that city got destroyed because when parts of the city got together to learn, other parts of the city would say it's meal time. They set up their meal time when they should have been learning. So there's a time that everyone's supposed to go learn. You're not supposed to be eating. The Rama says if you're a guy that learns Torah all week, so then take a little bit more time off on Shabbat to eat and drink and enjoy yourself, because your learning is not your pleasure. It's not your break from the week. So learn something that you don't learn all week. Learn things that you enjoy more. But if you're a guy that works all week, so then you have to focus on your Shabbos and getting in as much Torah as possible. And what's interesting here is that in Israel, they do like the Shulchan Aruch. And in Chutzarts, they do a little different. In Israel, they really finish the davening pretty fast Shabbos morning. They have their meals pretty fast Shabbos morning. They get in their naps, and by 12, 1 o'clock, people are back in Batei Midrash. They're learning. This is what the Sfardim do also. You go to Sfardi shuls, they do like the Shulchan Aruch. They get up really early. They daven at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30. They finish davening by 7:30. They go home and have a nice Shabbos meal. They're done by 9. Everyone gets in their good nap. By 11:30, 12, everyone slept a good 2 hours, and now they're ready to go back to Beit Midrash and learn a good 2-3 hours Shabbat afternoon. That's how many Sfardim have their shuls built. In the Sfardi shuls I used to daven in, at 4 o'clock in the morning, you could walk in. People were already learning before davening, and then after davening. And then they'd have their meals, get in a nap, and then come back and learn again. But the Ashkenazim don't do that. The Ashkenazim do like it says in the Ramah. They sleep late. The minyan starts later. And then they know that once they go to sleep, they might not get up till it's mincha time. So they get in the learning right after shul. That's why many shuls have learning right then and there before you go home. Because Ashkenazim know their weak spot, just like they get up later very often, the Ashkenazim minyanim are later, they're going to have a hard time getting up because everything's running late, their chulent is late, they sit down for the meal at 12, 1 o'clock, so they get in the shiurim beforehand.
This time of year particularly.
Yeah. So that's a recommendation, but you have to figure out how your Shabbos has learning in it. When we used to live in this neighborhood, so we used to have a class in our house, for those who wanted to get up early, you had to daven at 6 o'clock minyan or at Nate's. And then at we would daven at 6, and then I'd get home at 8, I'd feed the kids, and at 8:30, quarter to 9, the guys would come over to my house, we'd have kiddush, and learn until 11, we'd have 2 hours of learning. So now we no longer live in the neighborhood, and I no longer can daven at 6, I'm obligated to Arminian, but I recommend, it's a very, very nice way of having your Shabbat. Those who have tried it, going to sleep early Friday night, getting up early, and getting in 2-3 hours of learning by 11 o'clock in the morning on Shabbat, discover that it's a much nicer Shabbat. It's a totally different Shabbat when you get up early, daven early, and get in some nice learning in the morning before you even have your Shabbat meal. If you can get in 2 hours, it's a different Shabbat.
Same deal. Right into the Shabbat. This Friday, to make the effort to try and get stuff ready for Shabbat. Come here, it's a different Shabbat. Without it, no question.
Yeah.
Different week. Yeah.
Just a week.